Today I'm sharing a classic episode with you. It's kind of hard to dig back when we have so many great episodes, so this is one I thought would either be fun to reshare, or maybe it was extremely popular and had a lot of downloads. Either way, I'm here to share it with you right now. Enjoy. If you missed our first accelerated workshop in January, you're going to want to join us in our the one we're going to do in February. I did a very, very quick rundown in that workshop about morning routines and night routines. I thought I would cover it for a brief moment here with you, because if you missed that, truly, you guys, morning routines in particular, even more than my night routine, changed my life. And I have been putting in place a morning routine for about, it's probably been 4 years now, maybe a little longer. And I remember when I made that decision. It was very intentional. I decided I was going to wake up a lot earlier because I couldn't get the work done I needed to with the kids during the day and be present for them. And I also recognized that I felt much more calm and serene during my day when I put into place a few minutes, and we're not talking about a huge amount of time, but put together a few minutes of things that were non-negotiable, things that would make my whole day go better. Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about maybe some of the, well, maybe I'm going to tell you what I do in some of my routines. Okay. And I want you to think about what you can do. You need to do what works for you and your current lifestyle. If you have small children at home, this is going to look different for you. If you have no children at home, it's going to look different for you. If you're caregiving for your parents or for a spouse, this is going to look different for you. Okay. But the goal is to find some space to just breathe and bring some intention into your day. It is hard sometimes, I believe, to be very intentional with our days, to know what we need to be doing, to know what lights us up and gets us excited. There are certain things in my life that do not make me very excited, okay? They just don't, but I know I have to do them. And then there are tons of things that really make me excited and happy. It makes me move in the morning, and I want to be focusing on those because it will make my day go better. Okay, so morning routines. You can wake up whenever you want. In fact, actually, I had a surgery in November, and since that surgery, I have not been able to wake up earlier than 6 a.m. And typically, I really like getting up around, I say 5 o'clock, but it's really, you guys, 5:15, okay? If I'm being totally honest, it's like a 5:15 wake up. I kind of snooze once. In order to wake up at that time, you have to go to bed very, very early. I like to go to bed. If I have the chance, I love going to bed at 9 p.m. I like getting in bed around 8:15, 8:30, and winding down. And I'm not going to talk about night routines here. I have a little one. I'm very careful about it. I don't do a ton because I think the crazier your morning or night routines are, the harder they are to implement. So if you're someone that's like, okay, I just want something that will wake me up in the morning, I'll feel refreshed and ready to go, this will be for you, okay? I don't get crazy about my morning routine. Here's the crazy thing. Once you start putting in the habits, you can add more things to your morning routine. Okay, so let's talk about what I do. I am not a wake up first thing in the morning and exercise kind of girl. I know there are lots of people out there who love that. There are lots of people who love yoga first thing in the morning, meditation in the morning. I am not that girl. I have my own kind of meditation. So, and I wouldn't even call it a meditation. It's just basically journaling. So what I like to do is I like to get out. I have like a journal I put next to my bed. Sometimes I sit in my bed for this. Sometimes I go straight down to my office, which you're seeing me. This is exactly where I do it. I turn on the lights in the kitchen, and I come into my office, and I have an ice maker, which has been like one of my like, I think I didn't even realize it was like one of the dreams I wanted to have, but having an ice maker has changed my life. I drink so much more water, okay? You guys know I always talk about tools. Like, if you have the tools in place, it makes it easier to do the things that you've been intending to do. And one of mine is to drink more water. So usually I'll come down, I feed the cats. We have two cats. And I will get ice into my cup and put water in it and come straight into my office. Or I'll sit in my bed and I don't feed the cats and do the ice maker. See how I'm like pretty flexible? I know what feels good in the moment in that morning, and I want you to have the same thing, okay? That this is flexible, okay? But the point is the thing that you do. So the first thing I do in the morning, and this has changed over the years, this is what I'm currently doing. I write down 3 pieces of gratitude from my previous day. They're very, very specific. I really like to shout out the things that really made my life a more wonderful thing to live. At the time of recording this, it was my daughter's 18th birthday over the weekend, and all the gratitude things I wrote this morning had to do with being with her and being excited for her and just getting to be her mother. But they were very, very specific, okay? So I like very specific gratitude things. I usually only write 2 or 3, okay? So it's not crazy. It takes me 1 minute, maybe 2, okay? Then next, I like to write my 10 big dreams that I would like to have over the next 10 years. This is a practice I pulled from Rachel Hollis. I liked the practice, and I don't quite do it the way she does it, but I really like writing down the 10 things that I would like to accomplish, and they're not goal-driven at all. In fact, they are very... they're very specific, but I don't care when they happen. That's kind of a funny way to say it. But I just know that if I write them out down every day, that I will slowly and surely every day work my way towards that. The last thing I do, I don't do all the things from her practice. I've kind of sort of meshed it into my own practice. And the last thing I write is I do a quick little paragraph about my intention for the day. I don't write like the specific things I'm going to get done with my day. Like, that happens in my calendaring. It happens in my to-do list. It happens in my, you know, like the way I kind of set and do my time management. But this little paragraph reminds me of what I'm trying to accomplish during the day, who I'm trying to help that day, what I'm trying to design that day, if I'm going to teach that day. It just focuses me in on how I can help the people around me. And I really, really like this. It's something new. I didn't do it over a year ago. It's something I started doing probably 6 months ago. And I added it because I would leave off from writing my 10 big dreams, and then I would start my day. And there's something about writing that little paragraph. I say a paragraph, but it's like usually 4 lines long. And it's like almost a manifesto of what I'm going to do with my day, in a very general term and yet very specific. You know, you can write something like, for me, it's like, I am going to design the best 10 pieces I have wanted to design for a long time. It's very flowy. I have been thinking about these pop-up cards I want to design, and I've been really excited about them, and I'm just going to make them the best ever. You can see how just writing those few little lines, when I dive into my work for the day, how excited it gets me. It like, it pumps me up for my design day. It gets me just like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to start this. Okay. Same with on a day where Tuesdays is the days I'm with my design suite members. And on Tuesdays, very often I am writing things like, I cannot wait to see my membership today. I love them. I consider them my friends. I am excited to see what they're making. I can't wait to hear how many of them have applied to shops. I can't wait to hear if any of them have any new strategies. I can't wait to see how good their design work is. Like, I'm writing those things. They don't know that. If you're listening to this, Design Suite members, now you know what I'm writing about you guys. Sometimes I'm mentioning you guys by name because I've seen that you've submitted stuff. And I'm like, I can't wait to see what Jane, Diane, Jeannie, Misty, Elise, I can't wait to see what they've put. input into the folder and what they're making. Like, I get excited for what you guys are doing. It's so cool to me because I, as an outside observer of your work and critiquing your work, I get to see your progress. And many times I know Design Suite members feel like, I don't know if I've made any progress. And I'm like, I promise you, I saw what you did in October and I see what you're doing now. There's huge improvements. It's huge. Okay. So, that's a little bit about my morning routine. Now, do I have other things in my routine? Yes, in different phases of my life, I do. And I usually do try to exercise at some point in the morning. I haven't since the surgery, and I know I won't for a few more months just because I'm unable to. But I usually have breakfast with the kids. I'm usually out the door with the kids because I drive them all to school. So I like having this little practice in the morning. I'll kind of get started with my work. I like to work first thing in the morning, and then I'm off to school with the kids, driving them around. It takes me 2 hours to get them where they need to go. I know that sounds crazy, but we have a daughter that goes pretty far away to school, so I have to drive her far, get everybody's lunches done, and then come back. And I can jump right into my day at 9 o'clock at that point if I've started early enough and I've finished all my intentions and done the other things that I need to do, okay? But hopefully that gets you excited for a little morning routine. For me, it doesn't need to feel like this crazy structured thing. The thing that reminds me to write in my journal is simply having my journal at my bedside table, and I carry it down with my pen when I'm getting my water into my office if I'm coming into my office to write. So that's my little trigger. That's the thing I do every morning. And if you do something very simple like that, you will be able to create an amazing morning routine for yourself. Okay. I believe you are worthy of some big dreams for yourself, some amazing dreams for yourself. And I know you believe that your children and the people, the friends around you, they're also worthy of that as well. So your job is to model it, get going with it. And the best way to remind yourself of great big dreams, great big things you want for yourself, is by writing it down every day. Just write it down every day. Because if you see it, you start to believe it. And it's huge. All right. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that you will also put into practice some kind of morning routine that lights you up, gets you excited to wake up that day and do your day. If you want to join me for our next accelerated workshop, I cannot wait to see you in February's. We do have an all-access pass. So if you missed January's, you can get it from our all-access pass because that gives you even past replays. So I can't wait to see you there, and I will talk to you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.